RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
You know, you got to tell the truth on your friends, and that's what we're doing. Albert,
you know what? You know what bothers me the most out of it, though?
What's that?
There's not even logic based into what he's trying to pull off. You know what I mean?
Like, I think he's just trying to do like a math magic trick.
I like a good,
but, you know, five's closer to six than three.
I like a good welch of a bet. You know, if you can logically get there,
you really turn the corner.
I just like to see people try to manipulate it like it's a magic trick and get out of it. And this was lazy at best. There was nothing to it.
Trying to add a little suspense. Not well, but a little suspense.
No, and by the way, invoking your name, like I'll be like, well, Mac is the referee. What am I going to do? Okay.
I will say, when I talked to him before the segment, he did say, Mac, be ready. I will need you during this segment.
I'm wow. Like,
okay, I have no idea.
Subterfuge ahead of time. I mean,
so he preemptively thought he was going to bring his own arbiter into the equation. Mm. That is
a real shame.
Credit for trying, I guess.
I don't think so. Credit for being a stand-up guy, which is what I know John Fanta to be. I look forward to my burger in 2 weeks.
I just wonder if he thinks like all New York burger prices are the prices we have now. He lived here long enough to know.
Like an NBC money.
NBC money or not.
I know he's got a young kid at home, but there's no way.
You know, you can find like $100 burgers in New York. That's not the prices we have here anymore.
Unless you're Lance Reisland, who, it wasn't a $100 burger, but it was a very expensive burger,
It might have been close to that between shakes and everything for
three
the three of us.
Absolutely.
I know. That's why I didn't order the milkshake. I was like, we can't run this tab up.
Meanwhile, I was like, can you make it a double? Can you make it a double milkshake? Do they do doubles with the milkshakes?
I did feel bad.
It was delicious.
I felt bad about the burger being like an $18 burger.
I felt no shame. No.
I felt bad.
Yeah.
I wasn't even in the bet.
If you come at the king.
He just threw me at the bet.
If you come at the king, you best not miss. And he came at the king and he missed. Albert Breer coming up MMQB at 5:20 today.
The king, huh?
Burger bets.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I hope I win. I've never been rooting for the Ravens more than
me
on Sunday.
Too. I actually want to lose this burger bet because I want Tomlin's ass now. I want him fired. I want him gone. Clown. He coached in fear. He coached in fear.
He sounded so not serious in saying he's a clown. Mac, is that right? He sounded so not serious in that.
What sounded not serious in that?
He's a clown.
Just the exasperatedness from you in that.
You said it so not convincingly. Like, it was like the least convincing.
He's a clown.
There you go. Much better. Okay. Yeah, but there's a part of you that still doesn't believe it. I think that's the part that got me agitated. Because I love the idea that you've come around to what I've been trying to tell you for years about Tomlin.
And you were
Your eyes were wide open. Like you've seen the light. You've seen the vision. This is fantastic. And I like, within new information, you developed a whole new take on him. Now, was it a quick turn from 3 weeks ago when you called all of Yinzer Nation a bunch of inbred idiots? Yeah.
That's still correct.
Little bit of a turn.
I didn't turn on that one.
Little bit of a turn.
No, I still believe Yinzer fans are, by and large, inbred idiots.
But I think the heart of it is that I still don't actually believe that you think Tomlin stinks at his job. I'm infuriated. It's not convincing enough for me to believe that you think
he dookied himself. He was embarrassing.
Yes, he did. It was so obvious.
He got outcoached by Kevin Stefanski, who might be the Giants head coach in 3 weeks.
And again, if Stefanski gets fired on Black Monday, I'm going to be convinced the reason why we saw him have more emotion than he's ever had in his life is because he knew already that he was being fired and he was trying to stick it to the Browns. That's a Larry David spite store win. That's his latte Larry's.
Give me another one. I want another spite win.
Well, and that is a beautiful little part of watching the Browns play hard this last weekend. And if they play hard this weekend, it'll be done so with the idea that Stefanski actually could rally the troops, but he's only rallying the troops because he's convinced he's fired.
Hey,
whatever works.
And by the way, you can't get any lower than the 7th pick, so a win doesn't hurt you. Now, it hurts you because in a certain confluence of events, I don't remember. I hate doing the Raiders have to win, and they have to win by 33 points, and then the Titans have to do this, and then somebody's mom has to pass away. Like, I hate all the the story that you have to run through.
We do have a one win. We got a game. We had a window here.
What do you mean?
No, it's a good point by you. Like, New Orleans and Kansas City and Cincinnati all have 6 wins.
Yep.
Like, you can't get worse than 7.
Yeah. So, a win really only costs you maybe 3 or 4 pick spots. Like, let me put it this way. Is a loss on Sunday worth 2 spots in the draft? Or is a win worth 2 spots? To me, it is. Would you rather have the 5th pick and a loss or the 7th pick and a win? I'll take the win.
I'm trying to figure out how. I mean, right now you're 7 anyway, right? You're not losing anything off of this if you win.
Yeah, correct. So, if you win, you won't get better draft positioning.
But if you lose,
you could go as far as up as 2.
Yeah, but again, that makes it seem as if all these teams are all of a sudden also going to have wins in here, and I just don't think between the top 7 teams we're going to have many teams that are drawing up wins.
I bet you if you lose, you can get as high. I would put it like I would expect to be like the 5th pick.
Okay.
Because there are a couple teams that are playing each other and a couple teams that are playing bad teams.
Arizona's
I'm expecting to get a top 5 pick if you lose. Not worth it.
Arizona's on an 8-game losing streak. They have a mission there. The Jets are on a 4-game losing streak. They're on a mission there.
On a mission from God.
Raiders are on a 10-game losing streak. That's cemented as well. Giants are still playing hard, but they're at 3 wins. So I guess maybe the Giants could come into play. Maybe the Titans. Titans are still playing hard in these games, too. You watched that game this last weekend. Like, Cam Ward was acting as if that was his Super Bowl.
Yeah.
They were playing incredibly hard still. Shockingly. And then the Washington, if they could run this team back a million times, they would never win another game this year with this Washington team.
Aren't we on to Sam Hartman now?
It's bad. It's real bad.
First time I watched him at Wake Forest, I thought he might have something. And then it turned out it wasn't talent. Whatever he had, it wasn't talent.
Yeah.
He had something. Got great hair, good looks. Has his way with the ladies.
People laughed. You know, I get so mad at people a couple years ago when they went to the NFC title game, and everyone's like, "Oh, but Jayden Daniels got there because look at all that talent on Washington." It's like, no, they had 2 Pro Bowlers that year. That's it, 2. It's not as if that was loaded with talent. Like what Jayden Daniels did with that team, so inept a talent. I'm always very interested in what happens when you take away the quarterback from some of these teams, and you really watch how some of them completely fall. I think environment matters so much with quarterbacks, but there are the quarterbacks out there like Jayden Daniels in Washington in that first year where it was like he's just another level.
So I'm going to give you a plan.
Okay, what's the plan?
We asked John for the plan, and he said, okay, Clint Kubiak, Joe Brady. So these are some names you want to interview.
Yeah, he's been high on Kubiak for a while.
I don't believe he fired Andrew Berry.
By the way, the Joe Brady thing, I just miss me on that.
No, 100%, yeah.
He's having Josh Allen. Have you seen some of these first halves that they have in Buffalo? Shedeur Sanders and the Browns are having a higher first half points per game average than what the Bills have had since Shador's been the quarterback.
I don't think it's a coincidence. Week 10,
Buffalo's been lost offensively.
I think it's a coincidence that Sean McVay took Kirk Cousins to the playoffs and ended up being one of the best coaches in the NFL. I don't think it's a coincidence that Liam Cohen got something real out of Baker Mayfield and all of a sudden is having success. I think if you coach a not top 4 quarterback to success, I think that's the greatest sign of success you can have as an offensive coordinator. I do. So if you're going to hire somebody because of what they coordinate, I think it's better to be great to be really good with a top the 9th best quarterback than it is to be elite with the best quarterback in the NFL, because you ain't getting that here.
I agree. It's almost like you're going to win a race with a Lambo. It's like, of course you're going to do that. You have a really fast car. You should win those races. You should look good. Impress me with a lesser car. Impress me with a lesser vehicle.
I'm going to try and tie us all together. The ties that bind.
Yeah, what do you got?
This is my concession I'm making to Jimmy Haslam. I am keeping Andrew Berry as basically the head of football operations. He's getting a promotion. Congratulations, Andrew.
Just to get him out? Is that the idea?
No. He's still in power. He's still going to have a say in the direction of where things go. But this is a concession to Jimmy Haslam. My concession to supporters is Shador is the starting quarterback going into 2026. I'm not wasting my time with Kirk Cousins or Geno Smith. A quarterback competition. I'm not wasting another cent on the quarterback position in 2026. I'm not drafting him.
Okay.
It'll be Dylan Gabriel, Deshaun Watson, and Shedeur Sanders with Shedeur in the lead. Shedeur has to lose the job. Okay? That's my concession. I'm now going to bring in Tom Telesco as the GM, although really his job is to draft good football players. I don't know I'm putting him in charge of free agency. I don't know I'm putting him in charge of analytics or anything else. Your job is to go make me a bicycle clown, put me the best football players, not spark scores, football players on the Cleveland Browns.
Which historically, he's been a really good drafter in the first round.
Yes.
The other drafts, not as much, but the first round, he's really good.
Justin Herbert and Brock Bowers, baby. And finally, okay, this is going to tie everybody together. Jim Schwartz, whatever you want to be the DC going forward, you get. You want $6 million a year? Here's $6 million a year. Whatever the number is, you've got it. You're not my head coach. No fault of your own. Blah, 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 blah. I don't know what the blah, blah, blah was. That would be very, he'd probably punch you in the face if you blah, blah, blah.
Okay, so who's the head coach?
David Shaw, passing game coordinator for the Lions, former Stanford head coach. The only reason he's not still at Stanford is he hated NIL. He is an adult in the room. He's a Stanford guy, so he can talk to the Ivy Leaguers, but he's also a blue collar guy, having grown up in football. His dad, Willie Shaw, should have been the head coach of Stanford in 92. Longtime, well respected defensive coordinator. David has coached for Baltimore as an assistant before he went back to college. He's under the Harbaugh lineage. Mm-hmm. He is an adult in the room. And also, he's not a guy that's going to be overly precious of, I have to be the X's and O guys as well, which means you either keep Tommy Rees in the fold or find a true X's and O's guys to be his OC. That is one way. That is one plan I think you could go where everybody gets something.
Everybody, okay, everybody does get something. I don't know. The Shador part of it is obviously tantalizing for me. I like the Telesco part of it as well. I've always liked David Shaw. I'd be surprised if he ends up winning this out as far as being the head coach, but I like the thinking on it.
I would be too, and here's my thing. It's not going to be a sexy hire. Don't go for sexy. Go for an adult in the room, a guy who can speak to ownership and fans, because that's like...
Which, by the way, maybe they started to learn this, because what exactly was the Schwartz hire at defensive coordinator? It was going for the non-sexy. I think when they made that hiring, I was doing the night show, and I equated him to the Roomba that you have, where you just don't have to think about it. You just kind of set it off. It goes. It does all the jobs for you, and it's perfect. It's so easy, and it's not sexy, but it's like it just gets everything done. And if that's what they need to do right now, then it sounds great to me.
I think it's John Harbaugh in Baltimore 15 years ago. Like, I think it is just, this is a football guy. He grew up in football. He's a mature adult. And I think he'd be willing to give Shador a real chance. I think David Shaw cares about, can you play football good? Can you receive coaching well? And I think that's been Shador since he's got here. 216-474-0092. That's my plan. Andrew Berry stays in a new convoluted role. Tom Telesco's the GM. David Shaw's the head coach. Jim Schwartz, all the money. Shador's back as a coach. What do you think of this plan? And Myles Garrett.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
One more sack in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. He agrees with that statement. Do you?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out something that would be more important. Like, I'm just talking like broad statement. I mean... I think a win's probably more important, but is it in the big picture of things?
I want to win. Well, I want to win more than I want Myles to have the record, although they're very close.
Would we talk about Myles Garrett having and breaking that record? And it doesn't mean because we talk about it more that it is, but I'm saying, like, in my mind, I feel like I would reference this season with the sack record as that being the thing that mattered the most, more so than a win against the Bengals. And so, like, I don't know the shelf life of a win against the Bengals, even if the ripple effect, obviously, that could be large, especially when it comes to Stefanski.
I don't know how much the sack record, and again, like, it's important. It is a prestigious record. It has stood for 20 years with Michael Strahan. So getting it, it stands to reason that it's going to stand for another 20 years, and that's good for Miles, and that's great for Miles and his Hall of Fame candidacy. I guess I would look at it and go, how much difference really is there from 22 sacks to 23?
Well, I guess it's already
his best statistical season he's ever had.
Well, it also might not last for 20 years either. You know, it could be the type of thing
he's
going to
break it next year.
It may be, maybe 2 years from now, maybe 3 years from now. I don't know.
You get 50 sacks in 2 years, and that beats anything Reggie White or Bruce Smith has ever done, and I say that with absolute love of those two players.
I mean, I think there's been so much value of him chasing this sack record that even if he doesn't get to it, we've already reaped the benefits. I think this year had a chance to be disastrous when it comes to Myles Garrett complaining and Myles Garrett talking about how unhappy he is, and all of that's just gotten pushed to the side with this sack record and him chasing it down. Like, that's a really good thing, all things considered.
Oh, it is. I still think there's a chance we're talking Myles Garrett trade in March, though.
Oh, for sure. That's definitely on the table. But like the idea
that... But I think
that
that's about Kevin Stefanski and what happens if you don't keep
usually
Kevin.
For the previous 6 weeks, we've been talking about Myles being unhappy at this part of the season, okay? Like, this is we've done this enough where we've seen this. What's the smile for?
I just had a thought. I don't want to do the diabolical question thing because I think that's starting to...
Can't tease it.
Social media is killing that.
Well,
that's where it started, and then now everybody in sports talks like, I got a diabolical question for you. I have heard other...
That was almost mean. I don't
You're the Bozo the Clown there for a second.
I promise you, I'm not firing a shot at who you think I'm firing a shot at.
No, because you think we're firing... Because everyone thinks you're firing a shot at somebody means you've already fired the shot at them.
No, I'm firing a shot at other markets. The amount of people that lean into... And I'll be honest with you, my old station has done it way too much, where I've seen like 4 videos in 1 week on diabolical questions. There are not that many diabolical questions in sports, especially not Carolina sports. Now, why'd you make me take a shot at somebody else to prove I wasn't taking a shot at Ken?
No, you're sidestepping because you don't want to ask the diabolical question.
I got a diabolical question for you.
Matt, can we just come up with a synonym really quick for the diabolical question? Can we get this down? No, that's...
I got a diabetes a question for you. How's my A1C look?
It's not great. Not great at the moment.
The woman in that always, I thought, looked like Marley Rivera. And
you
I was like,
so?
does she need to lower her A1C? I didn't think so. Mac? Yeah,
so we have devilish.
Yeah, the devilish.
Lame.
That is lame.
Fiendish.
Okay, that sounds like Mama Pat.
Yeah, that does. That sounds very much like, okay, keep going.
Demoniacal.
Demoniacal?
Yes.
Okay. I would just go maniacal.
Infernal.
I don't like any of these.
No, these all suck.
You can choose one, JP. It's a diabolical question just for JP.
Yeah.
You can choose one. Shador throws for 300 yards on Sunday, 4 tutties, no INTs, or Miles gets 1 sack.
That is diabolical.
Told you.
That is.
I get a diabolical question for you.
That is a diabolical question. Oh, I don't like it. You don't want me to answer this question.
Oh, but I think I do.
No, you don't want me to answer this question.
Mac, do you want him to answer this question? I think I'd like him to answer the question.
I think I'd like an answer.
Can you call... Hey, Jack, scream down the hall for us. Do you want...
No, Mac, don't get up to open the door.
No.
You think it's going to carry over?
No, get Jack's on this one. He's a soft-spoken man. We're going to need to get the echo here. Jax, do you want JP to answer the question?
I like that you can hear Mac in the background. Do you want JP to answer the question?
Jax is running from the
Porta John. Jax is screaming out, I do! I want him to answer that question!
That's not a good... It's like Willy Wonka on the H. What are we doing there? All right. I don't know why this game of telephone's taking so long. It seems like Jax literally... No, I'm done.
This was the dumbest thing we've ever done.
You're all pissing me off now. Answer the question!
That's all you had to do from the beginning. It didn't need Jax's approval. This is like Fanta creating a referee out of thin air. Like, you just have to sometimes...
There's Jax. Jax, do you want him to answer the question?
Yes, answer the question.
Shador for 300 yards and 4 touchdowns. We all know that's the answer. I'm taking the long term over the short term satisfaction. But I mean, like, yes, I want Miles to get this record. Am I crushed for Miles if all it ends with is no sacks and he wins his second DPOY while he's already cemented everything for the Hall of Fame?
This feels like a bit of a flip-flop.
How is this a flip-flop?
It felt like you were saying the Miles thing's the most important thing, and then I presented something different, and you were like, no, that's more important thing. The Miles record doesn't
present anything.
Really...
What are you talking about?
No, I presented it. No, you present... We all presented. There was a team.
I mean, I asked the question before in the pre-show, but that doesn't mean I'm like saying that I believe it. I'm trying to figure out is the most important thing about this game.
Yeah, and then I think you were angling towards getting the sack was important.
Yeah, and you thought wrong. Clearly, you thought wrong.
You changed your tone.
I didn't change his tone. How would it have changed?
Has he changed his tone? Have we flip flop a little bit here?
Maybe a little bit of flip flop.
Can we get Jax back here?
Flip flop.
Can we get Jax back here to see
my opinion to begin with?
Jax, do you think he flip flopped? We'll get on Jax.
No flip flop.
Oh, wow.
Thank you.
Well, that wasn't really Jax. That was Mac throwing
his
voice.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good night. My goodness. I want Shador to throw for 300 yards and 4 touchdowns over Miles breaking the sack. If you were to run a poll, because you like those, I would bet 90% of Browns fans probably would say otherwise.
Well, I don't have the capability to run a poll on here.
You have Twitter, though.
Well, yeah, I think we want Jax to do this, although we don't want him to run back in the room to talk about that. All right, well, 216-474-0092. You can only choose one. Shador throws for 300 yards, 4 tutties, no INTs, or Miles gets 1 sack on Sunday. What are you choosing?
I'm taking the Shador passing yards while doing so with the same understanding that the debate we started this with of which one has a longer standing shelf life, it's clearly Myles Garrett breaking the sack record over Shador throwing for 300 yards.
So the problem is, for me personally, Shador's already the quarterback for 2026. So, like, I don't need that.
I'm glad it's for you personally
to lean into this,
I need the Browns to think about it unequivocally.
Yeah, well, but I think there would be more fans if, again, recency bias does play here. If you throw for 300 yards, 4 touchdowns, no INTs, and obviously we're going to say that that's a Browns win, and it might even save Kevin Stefanski's job more, though. Now we got to think about that one again. It's realized potentially downside for you.
There's a lot of ripple effects to all of this, obviously. There's a lot,
but I think it
there's
would
a lot
buy
at stake in this meaningless game that nobody wants to put in their televisions even. It seems like there is a lot at stake here.
PJ saying, bad job out of JP.
For what?
Oof. I think it's for the take that you had.
I know, and I know that's not going to be a popular take, but we work in the honesty business and the truth brokering business. I can only tell you guys how I feel. I can't tell you anything else. I can only tell you how I feel. And how I feel about this is pretty simple. Miles has already solidified himself as a Hall of Famer. He's already locked down his second DPOY. Like, if I had thought that this would genuinely be the difference between him getting in the Hall of Fame or not, I would root for him to break the sack record over Shador. Not even a question asked. But this is not going to change his lot in football life the slightest bit. This is not going to change the reflection and how people think about it and think about him big picture in the slightest. He is unequivocally the best defensive player in the sport. No one's debating that if he gets the sack record or doesn't.
All right, I'm going to $1 bob you, because Kay points this out on the 92.3 The Fan YouTube channel. She said Shador, but I'd take Miles 2 sacks. So not 1 sack, but 2 sacks. So now you just break it. You shatter the record to 24 sacks over 300 yards. Miles gets to 25 sacks. I'm going to $1 bob Kay. So you get 3 sacks from Miles or 300 yards from Shador.
No, the answer is Shador. It's still Shador. It will remain Shador for the rest of this. You say 7 sacks on there, I'm still probably saying Shador.
Well, that's ridiculous.
There's no amount of sacks.
That's ridiculous.
No, the sack number isn't going to make or break this for me.
7 sacks and a win.
All right, we're going to stop the convo. We're at 7 sacks. We're stopping the convo.
Or 300 yards, 4 touchdowns for Shador, but a Browns loss.
Okay, so I'm assuming you're in your diabolical question, your devilish question, your everything that you've thrown out here. And one word on one synonym that I noticed Mac did not want to read, because I'm assuming he doesn't know how to say the word. Fair assumption. It sounded meaner than it was.
Should we go to Jax?
It sounded. let's see Jax try to say a word. I'm assuming you would take Miles then?
Which one? With the 7 sacks and the Browns win?
Stop being a goober. Stop being obtuse and intentionally doing this.
Am I being obtuse?
Yes, you are in this.
I honestly think it's an impossible question, because I do want the record for Miles. In the end, it's not going to make or break what I think of Miles. The season's already incredibly special, what Miles has done. But 300 yards and 4 tutties against Cincinnati would shut up a lot of people.
Don't ride that fence on this.
I'm going to plop my fat ass on one side of it. I'm doing some theatrical stuff here. We're going back to Heron Church and whatnot.
Slap the priest?
He was playing Jesus. It was totally different.
It was Godspell.
Yeah, come on now. This is like a circular bit. Anyways, I would lean towards Shador. But I think Kay brings up an interesting point. What if he doesn't just beat the record? What if he just shatters it?
Can we go? I want to do rapid fire with some fans here.
All right, let's go with Nathan in Westlake. Miles gets one sack in the sack record on Sunday, or Shador throws for 300 yards and four tutties, no INTs. What are you choosing?
Yeah, I don't know if you guys have lost your mind, but you have to go with the Miles Garrett sack record. Shador Sanders having one good game will be forgotten about in a week. Breaking a decade-old record and taking it from a Steeler, because let's not forget, he's tied with T.J. Watt for the record, taking the record from a Steeler is far more impressive than Shador Sanders having one great game, especially considering he's not even guaranteed to be our quarterback next year.
But what if
no,
that would
the
guarantee
ending.
It?
And part of that is why it's important.
I don't think one good game at the end of the year in a game that doesn't matter does anything for Shador, to be honest with you. Even if it is a 300, four-touchdown game.
Oh, I think it matters
yeah,
a great
Nathan,
deal.
Yeah, Nathan, I think you're
I
talking
think, I think it matters
I
a great deal.
I think you're Shahader showing, my guy, but we appreciate you. Malik in Cleveland, one sack for Miles in the sack record, or 300 yards and four tutties for Shador on Sunday. What you taking?
To the gentleman that said that this was an impossible decision, he'd be sleeping on or watching the games on his fat ass, in his own words. I don't know if he's drunk or anyone else on the show is drunk, but this is such an obvious choice. Not impossible like Fibonacci sequence or anything of the like. I don't care if Shador Sanders threw for 1,000 yards on his dad's foot and while blind. It would not matter. It is of zero significance. The entire season is salvaged by a single sack by Miles Garrett, arguably one of the best Browns in history, for a 300-yard game? A 300-yard game?
Wait, the entire season is salvaged? So a four-win season is
it's just not... It's a meaningless season. It's a meaningless season. All that stands to remember from this season is the fact that Miles Garrett set this record. But, oh, I'll take 300 yards from Shador Sanders if it's a basket away.
What is more...
Who's coming up with this stuff?
Okay. We asked a
it's
question.
It's called a diabolical question, Malik.
And for him,
we appreciate
it wasn't.
You.
And I like that, though.
Also,
very confident
also,
in it. I like that.
What's more likely to save this season, quote-unquote? Miles breaks a sack record, which we will continue to remember happened on a 4-13 team, or Shador uses this game in the six games before it to launch into being the Browns' starting quarterback and they're competitive again next year.
He's already gotten all of the – everything that comes with breaking the sack record, everything that comes with it, he's already gotten. He's gotten the promotion up to being the unequivocally best defensive player on planet Earth. Check mark. He's already clinched the defensive player of the year. Check mark. Like Hall of Fame is already check marked. Like he's everything that would come from breaking the sack record. He's got that in the bag already. Even if he doesn't break it Sunday, it will not diminish anything that he's already accomplished this season.
I don't know why, but I really liked when you were saying check mark there. Yeah, he was so authoritative. That was good.
Thank you.
That's good radio. James, one sack for Miles in the sack record or 300 yards from Shador with four tutties on Sunday. What you choosing?
The sack record is more important.
Why?
Because it'll be there forever. And you can always look back at it.
Michael Strahan
right
only
now.
Got 20 years.
It'll probably be broken in like
half of
a decade.
I remember Jim Brown, man, running over people and around them and taking off and nobody could catch him, and he was bigger than they were. I remember those days.
But every his Jim Brown record has been
away.
Shattered.
And you'll still remember Miles if he breaks it or doesn't break it.
Jim Brown records were shattered because they played more than 12 games a season.
All right. So, James, is the season devalued and diminished if Miles doesn't break the record Sunday? Because that's really what I'm hearing. What I'm hearing. If you're voting on the side of you need the sack record as if you need it for some part of this season to matter and some part of the record to be the end-all be-all, then it does set you up for the idea that if he doesn't break it Sunday, you look at this season very differently. And for myself, I don't.
Well, I look at it like this. Okay, Sanders, for instance, now, if it was guaranteed that he's going to be the quarterback for 10 years, then I know he's going to be a good one, and I would take his 300 yards.
But that's not how
football
works.
I don't know if he's
going
to be there next year or not. But I mean, if somebody's quarterback in the Browns for 8-10 years, like Bernie or somebody like that, you know he had a good career, and you know we had a good quarterback. Right now, you know, we don't know. Maybe next year he may be great, and then the next year he's over with.
All right, James, we got a boogie, buddy, but we appreciate you. We got plenty of calls on this, 216-474-0092. Miles gets one sack in the record on Sunday, or Shador gets 300 yards, four touchdowns on Sunday. We're going to put this up on the 92.3 The Fan chat on YouTube that you guys can go ahead and vote on. Continued reaction on this, your calls, and the Peterlin pass in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. Albert Breer.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Coming up at 5:20 today, we are going to get the 92.3 The Fan YouTube chat poll up. Would you take only one of these two things can happen.
Mm-hmm.
Miles gets a sack in the sack record, or Shador throws for 300 yards, four tutties. Let's presume they're going to win also in that scenario.
The Bengals actually have some wild shootout games, though.
That's true.
It really could be a four-touchdown, 300-yard game.
Joe Burrow had a better EPA.
Yeah.
He had a 67 EPA. That's better than Shador.
That's what people do around these parts. They just constantly move the goalposts.
When that is up, we'll let you know. But real quick, let's go through, because we do want to get to the Peterlin pass here. Mm-hmm. Adam, Miles, one sack in the record, or Shador, vintage performance. Where are you going?
I am going with the sack. I mean, 300 yards, four TDs against one of the worst defenses of maybe the NFL this year, but maybe the last 5 years. I don't really care. I know it gives you guys, you know, something to talk about for the next 9 months, but it's like, hey, I'd rather have the sack record and something to talk about for this Browns team. And Shador, I mean, I think he's going to be here next year no matter what. I think if he really shows that he's great, we might as well just sell, like, you know, sign Kelly Holcomb or Derek Anderson or any of those guys, you know, and just repeat the nothing to do in the offseason because we got the quarterback, except it won't happen next year.
Adam, that was a lot, buddy. We appreciate you. I don't know.
The people that are, it seems like they've really come out in full force, the ones that are angry about Shador having a good game against Cincinnati for some reason.
Yeah, devaluing the game in a win, coming off the Steelers game where he played one half a really good football and we know what happened the other half, like, I don't know. Is it more that people just would be really upset if Shador actually ended up being the quarterback? Is this what we're getting to?
I think people are rooting for him to fail, yes. I think that's the end result here, which is, it's amazing to think about that they're rooting more for him to fail, even though it means that the Browns then wouldn't be good and wouldn't be set up to be good. It confuses me, but yes, that's clearly the theme that we're getting here.
Well, I would like to take quarterback number three in a one quarterback draft. That's just me. Let's overdraft him. So the poll is now up on the 92.3 The Fan YouTube chat. Early returns, a little split here, 59% for Shador throwing 300 yards. You didn't get the four tutties in there, but that's implied. And then 41%, Miles gets a sack record. Let's do two quick calls in this. Brian, just real quick, Brian, are you an I, Brian, or a Y, Brian?
I'm a Ryan. I'm Ryan from Akron.
Thank you to Matt for calling that screen calling over there. Really good stuff.
My job.
All right, buddy, real quick.
I love your show, Nick. Jonathan,
thank
and
you, buddy.
I agree with you guys. The Browns have had a good defense for years. Miles could have broke this record four different times. It wasn't his plan. That's not what football's about. Miles impacts every single play. that the Browns ever play on defense. It's Shador the Shavier. He needs to have 300 yards and four tutties.
All right. I can't tell you how much I enjoyed you saying the Shavier. Ryan, we appreciate you, buddy. By the way, Mac, after we get Ryan on the phone, he corrected it.
Well,
as if maybe I'd be like, oh, I was the idiot. Oh, I forgot.
I mean, I just saw Ryan on the call screen. I don't know about you.
Get a new prescription there, Jack. All right, final one. Let's go. God, it's like choosing between my children. Tony in Valley City. Miles, one sack of the record, or Shador, 300 yards and four tutties.
I would have to say Miles and the sack record. And the reason being is the fact that I am so irritated with Pittsburgh Steelers fans and friends that I have that are Steelers fans, and all they want to do is brag about how we didn't get it against Rodgers because he was playing like such a little girl, that I want him to have that record. I want two sacks, or maybe three, but I think
not four.
Bragging rights for a Cleveland fan with that is bigger as a Cleveland fan than it would be for Shador to have the big game. Not that I'm against Shador. I do like him, and I do wish that he does well here. I just really want that record.
You know, you can just respond to the Steelers fans, yeah, but you lost. You get like that is the, oh, well, we didn't get the record from us.
And they're
like,
going to have their own embarrassment in Week 18 if they lose that game,
you
too.
You dookied your pants and lost to the Browns. Good job. Woo! Enjoy blowing the division to the Baltimore Ravens there, Jack. How about that?
Well, also then having no plan at quarterback moving forward.
Also, how about you just don't argue with Steelers fans? They are inbred. It should be noted. All right?
Mac.
I don't go down to West Virginia.
That was the first time he's ever heard you call him inbred.
I don't just go down to West Virginia, find Cletus, and being like, you know,
yeah,
Rich Rod's a great coach. Woo! I don't. You like? You could just, you know.
Yeah, it might be a fun time though.
It's true.
You know,
true. If you debate, good lord.
Now who's the inbred?
It's me.
Did your diabolical clown voice? So, I don't know where this one came from, but I do like it. Your diabolical, but really it's just making fun of sports radio host voice is funny to me.
Let's get to the Peter Lynn
Keep
pass.
That one in rotation.
There's only one man with the knowledge to criticize and the power to let it slide. It's time for this week's Peter Lynn Pass.
All right, I'm going to give the Peter Lynn Pass to MVP voters that think Stafford should still win the MVP after last night. Vegas has shifted towards Drake May as the favorite. Week 17, Drake May throws five touchdowns against a bad Jets team. Stafford has one of the two bad games he's had this season, and that's apparently the MVP race. He's taken 25 fewer sacks. He's thrown for more yards, a dozen more touchdowns with the same amount of interceptions. I don't think MVP should come down to who's had the best Week 17 and who's had the worst Week 17 if it's a two-pony race. The Patriots have dealt with the league's easiest schedule in the AFC. Meanwhile, the Rams have had the league's hardest strength of schedule in the NFC. It has been completely one-sided. Stafford's numbers are better. His games are better. He just had a stinker last night in a time when, obviously, it didn't really even matter that much for the Rams. And so I hate this. I hate that this has now been decided, the MVP race, a critical race that might actually dictate whether or not he goes into the Hall of Fame because he needs another MVP or Super Bowl to make it, is decided because Drake May had a good game against the Jets.
Yeah, I got to be honest with you. I think I'm going to second your Peter Lynn pass. It's not okay. Matt Stafford's been the better quarterback. One bad game, I do, like, on one hand, I like, okay, the inference is people are still haven't completely made up their mind. There is a part of me that likes that. But you shouldn't flip-flop that easy. Like, Matt should have been the heavy favorite in your mind going into last night, and maybe last night should have been a kernel of doubt. It shouldn't have been a whole bucket of popcorn of
doubt.
And
it shifted the Vegas odds in Drake May's favor, and in such a way that, I mean, Matt Stafford's been the best quarterback since, I don't know, you make an argument week two on. Like, it's just, it's been a long part of the season that he's been the best quarterback. Drake May sniping this because he beat a bad Jets team shouldn't be the case.
I'll say if you flip flopped, if you're an awards voter in the NFL and listening, thank you by the way, if you are, and last night is what flip flopped this for you, I think you were just going to give it to Stafford because of a career achievement award. Anyways, I don't think you were that committed for Stafford. And by the way, you shouldn't have been. Matt Stafford's the MVP. He should be the MVP.
Yeah, I mean, everything bears out that he should be the league MVP. It's just, it's...
But if you flip-flop that easy, you are voting because of a narrative and not because of what the guys have actually done.
This is what this has kind of turned into with the MVP vote in recent years. It's turned into week 17, and if it's a coin toss or it's something close to it, whoever's got the better week 17 ends up winning these awards. It's bared out the past few seasons, and I just don't think the MVP race should be that. Now, do I think I should hold Drake May accountable for losing to the Raiders in the first week of the season in arguably one of the worst games he's had all year long? Like, no, you can evolve with a player, and you can look at it and say, well, he's better in December. That has to matter for something. But Matthew Stafford's legitimately had two bad games all year. Last night was one of them, and now it takes him out of the MVP. Like, this is going to kill him. He hasn't done enough across the NFL, Nick, to be in a spot where he doesn't need either another MVP or another Super Bowl win in order to make the Hall of Fame. And being robbed because you couldn't beat the Falcons last night, it just stinks.
That's Peterlin Pass.
The Peterlin Pass.
You guys can still vote on which would you rather happen for the Browns in the season finale. Myles Garrett gets a sack record, or Shedeur Sanders throws for 300 yards against, that's a 92-3 The Fan YouTube chat. Seven minutes in, 50 votes, 53% saying Shedeur for 300 yards. We'll have more on that in the lead in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.